Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thursday, lovely Thursday, Friday for Bob.
That's right. I don't want to do that to you guys, though. That's not fair. That is not fair to do that to you guys.
Oh. Senate Stadium bill passes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That happened? It did?
That's what it says.
Where?
I don't know.
Cleveland? Because they got some money yesterday, I think.
And then right after that, looks like the start of Lethal Weapon 3. Welcome into Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morning with you as well on 96.5 The Fan on a Thursday morning. Bob is going to knock off another ballpark off his list tomorrow.
Yeah, Detroit. I've never been there. If anybody's been there and has a good recommendation for pizza or hot dogs or whatever you're supposed to eat in Detroit, let me know about that, because we're headed there. They're playing the Cubs too, man. I get to see Pete Crow Armstrong in person. That's a pretty good matchup right there. The Cubs and Tigers. Like, that's a two really good teams right now in baseball.
You're going on Friday night?
Friday night and Saturday night, yeah.
That's Scooble.
Yeah, I don't know. Is Scooble pitching? That game will be over in 2 minutes. Hopefully it's Saturday afternoon and we can get a jump start on the evening, right? Like, that'd be pretty good. But I get to see the Tigers up close and personal, as we did last week here in Kansas City. I'm excited actually to see the Cubs and to see a new stadium. I've not really spent much time in Detroit either. Have you guys spent much time in Detroit at all? I've been to Detroit, I think, two times in my life. One was for the Super Bowl in 2006 when I first started to date my wife. So that was the Super Bowl. Pittsburgh won that one. Did they play Seattle in that Super Bowl? I think they did, because I remember Mike Holmgren being there. And so I was there for that, and then we went back that same year, months later, for a family wedding, and my father-in-law kidnapped us, and we almost missed our flight. But other than that, I really haven't spent much time in Detroit, Michigan. So I don't know if I'm looking forward to Detroit. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about Detroit, but that was like 19 years ago is the last time that I've been to that city. So I'm sure it's changed a lot in that time. I'm just hoping I see Dan Campbell out and about. Like, that would be cool if Dan Campbell's out at bars eating pizza and biting kneecaps. Like, let's go, Dan.
Let's go to an Applebee's.
That is true. I mean, the all-you-can-eat chicken tenders at $19.99, load me up,
hell,
baby.
Yeah.
Are the tenders good at the Bees?
Of course.
Right.
Steelers defeated the Seahawks 21-10 in the Ford Field Super Bowl.
Okay. So that's what it was. I do remember being in Ford Field, not for the game, but like for the, you know, the media day stuff that we had. Back then it wasn't like it is even now, you know, when you covered the Super Bowl. Things were like in the middle of the day for media day. It wasn't that big a deal and whatnot. So it was different times back then. And you know, the NFL continues to just grow any possible way that they can. And so they continue to do it. Nobody's getting sick of it, right? Like, nobody's getting sick of the growth of the NFL. 18th game. Woohoo! Christmas Day. Yay! Thanksgiving. We just play whenever, and everybody just seemingly goes and watches what they've got to offer. So, long story short, yes, headed to Detroit. Hopefully the Tigers lose all three games to the Chicago Cubs.
That would be nice. That would be a very good surge to the division that the Royals are trying to take over with the addition of Caglione, that offense, as it was banged yesterday.
Yeah, it was. The game, they banged that thing early yesterday, too, which was
called
good.
It.
You know, but you did. Early in the day, you said, I don't know that this game is going to be, you know, taking place. And then Dusty texts me. He's like, I don't understand why people are mad at me for, you know, reporting about the weather and whatnot. It's like, aren't people looking at their weather app? And we're like, guess not. They need to be spoon-fed the weather. But major tornadoes rolled through St. Louis last night, too. And so that's why they had to cancel the game.
Yeah, it was just a line of storms. And I was like, ooh, there's not really anywhere to play this game at today. And then all of a sudden I look at the radar. For some reason, I still had a pin that was down for St. Louis because we were there for the game on Wednesday.
Right.
And, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So we were there for the game Tuesday. And my phone goes off and it says, tornado warning has been issued for the counties in St. Louis. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's still on here. And so then slightly after that, we get the information from Annie Rogers of MLB.com, and she's like, tomorrow there will be a doubleheader, 12:45 and 6:45 today.
Yep.
So an hour and a half of Cody and Gold. I don't know how much Carrington on the drive you'll get, probably 2 hours, and then Vern's got two on-deck shows he'll do today. He'll do one at 11:30. He'll do another one at 5:30,
yeah,
I believe. So Josh Vern, your double dip today on 96.5 The Fan. Some advice from the text line from Detroit. Derek.
All right. Oh, yeah, perfect, yeah.
Buddy's Pizza.
Okay.
Lafayette Coney Island.
All right.
Go to Motown Museum.
Oh, that's right. The Hittsville, USA Museum. That would be kind of cool to go see. Yeah.
Also says do the Riverwalk behind the Renaissance Center.
Okay.
Nemo's Bar by the old Tiger Stadium.
All right.
Is very cool meetup point for the Tiger fans. A very old school sports bar.
All right.
So you'll get your Cheers theme there.
It's Nemo's, like, it's called, huh?
Nemo's. You got to find Nemo.
N-E-M-O.
N-E-M-O-S.
N-E-M-O-S. Nemo's Bar, Detroit.
You do announce this S. Unlike Illinois.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
You got to get a Detroit-style pizza and send a picture to Mac and I, because I got Mac introduced to the Motor City Pizza double box set. You can get it at Costco.
Yeah.
You can get it at Hy-Vee as well. Super good.
It's
and
great.
Probably the bottom tier. You know, it's like if you go somewhere else and it's like burnt ends.
Yeah.
Like, these are not.
Right.
This is like pedigree.
Right.
But yeah, you got to go somewhere where they have like the authentic Detroit-style pizza. Because the other thing, too, is you only need like one slice.
That's it. Yeah, that's all you need. You don't need much of those Detroit-style pizzas. And so I am actually looking forward to that, having some of like the official Detroit-style pizza and whatnot. And so that'll be pretty good to kind of enjoy and see what, you know, what all the hype is about actually in Detroit, and not having Detroit-style pizza out of a box in a microwave or in an oven, you know?
And then from the 816, my travel tips for Detroit don't go.
Don't go, yeah. A lot of people say that, right? But you know what? Casey, Moe, St. Louis, all these cities, man, anymore are not safe. You just got to be careful. I know my mother-in-law is very worried. Oh my God, is everything going to be okay? I'm like, yeah, Detroit has a bad reputation, but you know, downtown Casey Moe ain't the safest place on earth. I think it was ranked the eighth most deadliest city in the world, right? St. Louis is always up there, and you enjoyed your time there yesterday. Mm. So it's all about how you handle things, how you behave. Always be aware of your surroundings. And you know, we're going in a group, and there'll be a baseball game going on down there. So I think we'll be okay. I'm not too worried about that at all, but I'm actually excited to see their downtown ballpark. Cause I think if I'm not mistaken, they've got the downtown ballpark and the downtown football stadium. And, you know, we've talked about downtown baseball for 25 years here and how much fun it is. I get to experience that again this weekend, and I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, it was something that we truly wanted here in Kansas City. I don't know if we're going to get downtown baseball ever, you know, here in Kansas City. It doesn't appear to be trending that way, mm-hmm. but you know, you get that experience of everybody just kind of being down there and converging and hanging out in the bars and whatnot. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to the trip.
So I Google search famous pizza places in Detroit. Uh-huh. The first one that came up was Buddy's Pizza.
Buddy's. I've heard that a lot.
That's
yeah.
what Detroit Derek was saying. Mm-hmm. It got a 4.6 rating out of 3,600 reviews. It's the most reviewed place there. It says $10 to $20 is what you'll spend.
Okay.
So, and then the first comment says, really worth it. Great food, nice people, and a huge fence all around.
A huge fence. What do we need a fence for? I'm out of pizza.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
So all I want is to eat some pizza. I don't need a fence.
And then what is that? That's probably not that long of a flight.
It's an hour and a half, 2 hours roughly. Yeah, it's no big deal at all.
Two drinks before the flight takes off, a drink on the flight, you're good.
Okay. I was telling you yesterday, my friend, that I've had four beers on a flight between here and St. Louis. So
Wade Bob.
Yeah. Yes, it's a good one. I do like that. That's really good. Wade Bob. Yeah. I wish I was Wade Boggs.
Same
I really
high
do.
School as Jack Caglione.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So I wish I was Wade Boggs. He would have been a hell of a baseball player
to
be.
Did you watch any of that Stanley Cup final last night?
Very little of
it
last night.
Dude, I was locked in.
Were you locked in last night?
I watched the whole thing.
Good.
Because the Royals got banged.
Yep.
I didn't really have anything else going on TV-wise. I plan on watching Caglione's second game. Today we get a double dip of Cags, which is, I would assume, he'll play right field because that's where he was
lined up. That's where he's going to go yesterday.
But Edmonton versus Florida.
Same as last year, if I'm not mistaken,
well,
right?
Last year was historic because I believe Florida was up 3-0, and then Edmonton made it 3-3, and there's a huge Game 7, and Game 7 in Stanley Cup Finals is amazing.
Yeah.
Last night, that game was great. I mean, it was 4-3 was the final score. Went to overtime. Edmonton scored like really late in overtime. I was kind of hoping we get to like the penalty shootout.
They don't do that. They just keep going. They just keep going in the playoffs.
That's how much
I
know about hockey.
Yeah.
But I was locked in. And then tonight you get the NBA Finals.
Yep, the NBA Finals begin tonight, and I don't know how exciting that's going to be. The Stanley Cup Finals is fun because, little known fact, last year Edmonton would stop in Kansas City on their way to Florida and back because their plane wasn't big enough to fuel.
Yeah.
And so they would have to stop in Kansas City and refuel all the time. So I think, you know, from my standpoint, I'll root for Edmonton in this one because they're coming into Kansas City and hanging out and buying our gas, right?
Yeah.
And so flying back to Edmonton. I mean, that's a long flight, dude, from Miami to Edmonton. I can't imagine how long of a flight that is, 6-7 hours probably. And then you don't have a big enough plane, so you got to stop in KC to get some gas. And so 2 years in a row, we have the same Stanley Cup final. We've got mid-market teams in the NBA final right now, and really mid-market teams in the NHL Stanley Cup finals too. I mean, Florida is not a powerhouse, you know, team, and you know, obviously Edmonton is not a huge market either. And so you've got, you know, the Stanley Cup finals and the NBA finals with kind of mid-majors, if you will, in it. It'll be real interesting to see how much the United States truly cares about the NBA finals and, you know, the Stanley Cup finals. And I'm not a huge NBA fan, as you guys know, but from a basketball standpoint, it's sure for you two guys who love the X's and O's and the basketball kind of stuff, it's a good basketball matchup in the NBA Finals. It just doesn't bring the cachet of the Knicks or the Celtics or the Lakers, you know?
I mean, the Celtics were in the finals last year, and it was the lowest-rated finals since the COVID year, so it's not just a team problem. It's an NBA problem.
Yeah.
It's a Baltimore show me his face. It's that guy's problem, and he needs to figure it out. Look, you have SGA versus Halliburton. I think that's probably the big matchup that you'll see. What will Halliburton's dad be like in the finals?
Right.
I'm sure that'll be amped up even more. I'm sure he's, what did they say on Levitard's show? Like, oh, shucks. Halliburton's dad got banned from courtside, so we'll put him in a suite.
In a suite, yeah. Yep. And that's darn what they did. But yeah, now I think he's been released from the suite, oh, and he's allowed on the court, maybe. I don't know.
He's in a halfway house in the stadium?
He's in the lower level now. Yeah. He went from the mid-level to the lower level. Not quite the court yet, but like the middle level is where he's kind of allowed, right?
Yeah, he's half court, five rows up, shots. Yeah. Darn. Really punished that guy. We really got him.
Right.
Oh, man.
So we'll see. I mean, we'll see if people are interested in that series. And, you know, I know the NBA is already saying they're not going to judge things based on TV ratings and all that. But, I mean, that's how we've always judged things in sports, yep, how many people are watching. And, again, I mean, we continue to go back to, well, the NFL, like everybody wants to be the NFL. And I just tell these sports leagues, stop trying to be the NFL. You be the best version of you that you can be, because nobody's going to be the NFL. Nobody can hold a candle to that league, yet everybody's trying. Stop focusing on what the NFL does and just do what you do best, man. Put your best product out there. And if you play entertaining basketball games and they're close late, people will find their way to the television set to watch these things.
Over under 5.5 games.
I don't know the answer to that question. I'm going to take the over, I think, just because the NBA and the TV networks and everybody makes money once it gets to game 5, game 6, and game 7. I heard something the other day, and I don't know if this was on our sister station. Like, if they would have played a game 7 at Madison Square Garden, there's talk that was a $100 million game by the time you sold all the tickets, all the concessions, and all. And they're like, that's part of the reason Tibbs got fired. Had they made a game 7 and were able to have all that money coming in, you know, and they didn't have a game 7, didn't play well in game 6, game 7 would have been at the Garden. They're like, that's probably a $100 million payday that they missed out on. And so I think with the NBA and sports in general, where it is right now, give me some good games. People will come to the table. They'll watch this kind of stuff if the games are good. But if they're blowouts, even we've seen these 20-point comebacks, even if they are blowouts, I just don't think the casual fan's going to turn it on and see a 20-point game and go, ooh, I'm captivated by this. But give me a tie game with 2 minutes to go, I think you'll get everybody you know, watching that thing.
People be locked in. Yeah, I think it all depends on the night. If the Pacers do not win tonight, it is a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. If they win tonight, it's a 6 or 7, baby, and it's going to be a great series.
So it's all about the Pacers
all
winning
about
tonight.
This game tonight, yes. Yeah. If they do not win tonight, the series is over.
And if they don't win tonight, well, we have that referee in game 3 to make sure that it does go game 5. Because, again, that's where you make your money. Game 5, 6, and 7. The first 4 games are grandfathered in. That's where everybody breaks even. Games 5, 6, and 7 are when these folks make their big money. So that's why I think there probably will be at least a game 5. I'll go the over. I'll take a game 6 in this one.
There you go.
Coming where are you going?
I'm going to go under. I think that's going to be a sweep.
Okay.
I think Oklahoma City sweeps. They're just too good. They're too big. Great. They're too fast. Too young. Get used to Oklahoma City. That's the team of the future in the NBA. Whether you like it or not, that's the team. I mean, the Chiefs are the team of the future in the NFL, like it or not. They drafted well. They have a great GM. Similarities are there for the Oklahoma City Thunder as well. Mm-hmm. So coming up, Mac Morey was super hard yesterday because he was at One Arrowhead Drive. He'll explain everything tomorrow, and he's so ready for football, as you should be as well. And 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I know that I'm hard.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Right back into it on a Thursday morning here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey with us as well. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Don't forget, go to YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, all those sort of sites that you use. Subscribe. You can watch it. Maloney has it on his bar when he does his checklist. See how many surf sides he sells. He's killing
a bunch.
It. Yeah, he's killing it. 2 flex emojis. Not 1, but 2.
Whoa. That's wow. Right. That
double
many, huh? Good job.
Let's go.
I had to miss Maloney last night. We were supposed to have her swimming. My daughter got sick. She's got this inner ear infection. It hasn't been the same since she came back from the lake in the Ozarks.
That
so,
sucks.
I mean, so yeah, we had to deal with that yesterday. But these kids get these ear infections all the time. But I think we would have aged out of this by now. So last night, we were supposed to swim against Maloney's team. We ended up winning. My daughter wasn't there. Not that, you know, we would have made much of a difference, you know, in that because we crushed them, you know, Maloney's team. You know, whatever. He's the coach of that team. So he's going
to be.
No, he's not.
I was like, what? Let's go, Rob.
No, he is definitely not the coach of that team. But we were supposed to face off against each other last night. And I was like upset that we weren't going to go to the swim.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to seeing Rob and watching my kids swim. But she got that damn swimmer's ear or whatever you want to call it these days. And so got to nip that thing in the bud before we get moving forward.
Yeah,
a
seriously.
Bit, so.
I hate ear infections.
Oh, they're awful. Yeah, they're just terrible.
Swimmer's ear sucks too, for sure.
You got to put those drops in there. It feels like there's constantly something. In there. I need a cotton swamp.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Please. Lay on your pillow on the other side of your head. Don't move for 10 minutes. Just sit there and wait, and then you'll be ready. Speaking of being ready, Mac was at Arrowhead yesterday watching the boys in red throw the football around with shirts and shorts.
I know that I'm hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He came home. Mm. I said, how'd it go? He goes, oh, man, dude, I'm there. So one day. So OTAs yesterday with Mac Morey in attendance. How was everything yesterday looking?
It was awesome. It was great. I would say the lead for me is Rashee Rice, no leg sleeve. Looks fantastic. I mean, I only get 20 minutes or so, you know, to watch these guys run routes, catch some balls or whatever. Mm. But I mean, he looks clean. He looks fast. He looks smooth. He looks like he could suit up like right now. I didn't know really where he'd be at in that process as far as getting back from that knee injury that he suffered early on in the season, week 3, I believe it was.
Yeah.
But man, he looks fantastic.
Well, it's interesting that you bring him up, because one of the things that I see a lot of people talking about who are out of the know, you know, like I'm talking like the national people, they always talk about, you know, the weapons with this Chiefs team and, oh my God, how are they going to be better offensively? Travis Kelce's on his way to retirement and all that. And they always forget that Rashee Rice is coming back off an injury. Hollywood Brown is coming off an injury. And Xavier Worthy, who Tobe said yesterday is the best punt returner nobody knows about, is also going to be on this team. Like it's not just a sports metaphor, it's a life metaphor. We're always very scared, if you will, for lack of a better term, of things we don't know and things we're not sure of. And I think there's a lot of people that aren't sure what Rashee Rice is going to do or what, you know, a healthy Hollywood Brown could potentially do. So they say we don't have those weapons because they're not 100% proven weapons. But I tell you what, if you tell me we're going to have Rashee Rice healthy all year and we're going to have Xavier Worthy healthy all year and Hollywood Brown healthy all year, who's not ready to sign up for that right now today? I mean, so when people say that the Chiefs didn't do anything or they don't have any offensive weapons, yeah, they do have offensive weapons. They're getting guys back, but also they're not new offensive weapons. We celebrate teams when they go overspend for a half-assed wide receiver as opposed to celebrating a team who drafts well, keeps guys in their system, and develops guys like the Chiefs are doing with the wide receiver position.
Do you remember what advice I gave you yesterday?
Yeah, network.
Yeah, and don't. What was the one that I told you not to do?
Lean on the fence. Did you lean on the fence yesterday?
Did
you
yell that?
From the 913, did Mac lean on the fence?
Yeah, I mean, that story will never get old. I mean, it's the greatest thing of all time, and it will never, ever get old, and people will never, ever forget about that kind of stuff. And that's what I talk about all the time. What are you going to remember? When I'm done here, people will remember Lewisburg. Josh is done here. What do they remember? Him leaning on the fence and getting yelled at. Like those are the things that people remember when it's all said and done. Don't lean on the fence. And I'm sure there are people who have heard that story that don't even know about that story, but they know you better not be leaning on the fence at Arrowhead. They're like, why? What happened at that time? Well, there was a time, you know.
I think I've only seen Kling almost come close to crying twice. And one of them was when I came back to the studio with like a pale look on my face. I was like, dude, I got scolded today. I thought I was being punked. He's like, what happened? I was like, I was leaning on the fence. One of the PR people came over and was like, hey, Andy, now there's a rule. And he just was like, I'll be right back. And he like shut the door to a random like closed office. And I could just see him like cracking up.
Yeah.
He's like, so let me talk to you, kid.
That's awesome. Like,
all right, cool.
Yeah. Don't lean on the fence because you will get yelled at out there.
They're like, excuse me. And I was like, what? They're like, no, players can't. You can't. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Fine. I didn't know I was making $3.5
million. Well, and that's the other thing. The players get to eat. Do I get to eat? Like, if you're going to tell me the players can't do something at practice, then can I do everything that the players can do at practice? If not, I'm going to lean my ass on the fence. I don't work for you.
Yeah, where do we draw the line? Exactly. Right? Yeah.
So that kind of thing. But, you know, it's their house, their rules. You respect the rules. They tell you to take your shoes off when you walk in. You take your shoes off when you walk into somebody's house. That's just kind of how it works. And so you follow the house rules, man.
It's one of those, you do it with no questions. And when you get in the car, you can talk about how you disagree. But when you're in their domain, you do what they say. So,
right. Smile and wave, boys.
That's right. So outside of Rashee Rice, what else was, had you taped?
What else was popping yesterday?
I mean.
Besides you.
I would say, I was popping. I would say Jalen Royals, sticking with the wide receiver room. He's big. I mean, I know we had heard that, you know, his size, but he's huge. I mean, for a 21-year-old rookie coming in or 22-year-old rookie coming in, he's bigger than the whole rest of the wide receiver room besides maybe Rice. He's about the same weight as him, an inch or so, half an inch shorter than him. He's bulky.
High
and he's smooth. Yeah.
Is he a possession receiver or is he a flashy speedster receiver?
I see a really good route runner with great hands, more of a possession guy, but I know he possesses that speed to burst and go over the top. But he looks to me like a guy who could be that guy 8 to 12 yards of reception, going to get a first down, maybe breaks a tackle, has some of that Rashee Rice yak ability, but maybe more of a quick, shifty route runner guy.
Sounds like what you're saying is he needs to get into the lab with Juju Smith-Schuster.
He needs to figure this thing
out. He's very Juju-esque. Yes.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that's a good player to be. Yes. I mean, we were talking. Was that off the air yesterday? We were talking about Juju Smith-Schuster, or was that on the air?
I think I brought him up when we were talking most underrated Chiefs.
This week's been a blur, man. From where I've been to here, I don't even get Jigo, man.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. What day is it?
Yeah, I think it was on the air yesterday that we were talking about Juju and like underrated guys. Whatever it was, and if you could tell me right now that this Jalen Royals is going to have the career of Juju Smith-Schuster, who's not signing up for that, right? Like, that's a really nice career. It's not a Hall of Fame career, but not everybody that you draft is going to be a Hall of Famer, or Tyreek Hill or Patrick Mahomes or anything like that. Sometimes you draft just really good role players, and that's okay. And if Jalen Royals, like, that's the with the draft and everything too, like, we want to put busts and, you know, successes on all of these guys. Sometimes they're just good players that fill a need for you. And if Jalen Royals is just kind of that guy that fills needs for you as a possession type receiver, and he's a fourth or fifth round draft pick, whatever the hell he was, you got your money's worth out of that. I mean, 100%. He doesn't have to be a superstar. I mean, we've gotten so used to Brett Veach drafting superstars late in rounds and whatnot. But Jalen Royals can just be an everyday guy and just be a player that, you know, Patrick Mahomes can count on when he needs him. That's a win for everybody.
No doubt.
Well, and if he's got the trait that Juju had at Pittsburgh, where it's like, you know, I'm not that number one guy, but I can fill in if someone else is going to take that attention away. They've got the attention seekers right now in Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice. If Jalen Royals can come in and say one-on-one coverage with the third best corner, sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You'll take that every day of the week.
Every day.
Because everybody's going to be focused on Worthy and Rice and Hollywood and Travis. And now that's your fifth option right now is Jalen Royals this team. It's cool.
So there's, you know, five wide every play,
I'm all in. Yeah.
No offensive lineman. I wouldn't play with an offensive line. If it's not going to get the job done on the left side, the hell with it. Go with three offensive linemen and put more weapons for Mahomes. Well, actually, you can't have that according to the rules. I know. I'm being facetious on that. Yes. But why not? Just throw all the weapons out there. Make it 7-on-7.
You've seen the movie Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
When he throws the Ephus pitch at the very end.
That's Pete Crow Armstrong's mom.
Yeah. So when he throws the Ephus pitch at the end to Haydu, the Mets big power hitter that's always talking crap to the kid, his eyes, you know how he's like, they're all looking. I feel like that was Mac yesterday when Mahomes was slinging it 40 yards deep.
Yes.
I saw the caption. The deep pass is so back.
Oh, yeah. And that's all the fans care about, right?
And
that's why Rob Alberino is the best over there at 65 Toss Power Trap, because he knows what the fans want, and that's what he gives us all the time. There's the deep ball, and then, here's a behind-the-back pass to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, whoever the hell's wearing number 25 now for this team. But that was a pretty sweet pass yesterday as well.
Great pass.
Where he went right behind the back, and I think it was Pro Football Talk commentator who tweeted, goes, if this is happening, let everybody else know they're screwed.
Yeah, it's over.
like
good luck.
Here it is on June 4th, and Mahomes throws a behind-the-back pass in practice, and everybody's going, oh, they're done, they're back. Oh, geez, the Chiefs are back. I mean, like, it's things like that. That's all it takes to get people back on the Chiefs bandwagon, you know?
Yeah. One-handed snags. You know, of course, I had to post a Justin Ross video because this is his time to shine.
Justin Ross season, baby.
Yep, slipped on a drill, got yelled at, did not get on the hop like he was told to, just started walking. I was like, okay, that makes sense. But yeah, I really like what the wide receiver room looks like. I think Tyquan Thornton's a name to kind of keep your eye on as far as just a depth piece that could make the roster. He looked exciting. You mentioned Dave Tube.
Tube.
Dave Tobe. Yeah, Dave Tobe.
Tube.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. I've never called him that.
He gonna beat your ass when he sees you now. They call me Dave Tube.
Men's wieners.
Do you like former Royals manager Ned Yeast?
Ned Yeast. Andy Ryan's a great coach.
Andy Ryan is your guy, right?
Yeah. He's my guy.
Do you like Patrick Mahomes and spell his name with an L?
How'd that guy say Giannis's name in that video that I showed you? Antipodotu for three.
Oh, man.
Dave Tube, he calls the man.
I've been pounded this week.
This morning, yeah.
Do you know, do you like Vinny Pasacrina too? I mean, you're a big fan of Vinny.
You have done this to yourself.
Yes.
Now it's, yes. I don't know if I can stop now.
It's over.
It's today.
I can't wait for the text line to start chiming in with the names too, because you know it's coming in 3, 2, 1. Dusty, who's the?
They'll be there. Less amount of cock on as possible, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I say clock.
I don't think I said clock that day either.
I'll go with you. I'll sync with you.
Oh gosh,
that's one of many.
Dave Tobe.
Who?
Dave Tobe.
Never heard of him.
Jeez. Talked about punt returner returning in general. He likes these kickoff rules. I gotta kind of dive into the kickoff changes. I haven't done that yet, but he talked about two returners, which is cool. Nico Remigio definitely is the punt returner right now, but you can see how excited he is about Breshard Smith. His eyes light up when he talks about Breshard Smith.
Oh, he was talking about Xavier Worthy being the best punt returner that nobody
knows about.
So what do we got, 10 punt returners on
that's
the team
what it
right
sounds
now?
Like.
Good,
that's
the defense better force some damn punts then, okay?
Yeah,
no, that's exactly
Dave
right.
Dave Tobe needs time to shine.
Were you there when Dustin Colcan retired as a chief?
That was great, dude.
Yeah.
That was great. Colcan was hilarious.
Is then what? He's still pinning inside the 5-yard line, like a little pin drop. And Mahomes is like, dude, seriously, still? Yeah.
Like the best he's ever done it, man. Yeah, he was outstanding. And that's another one. Like every puncher should be Dustin Colquitt. That's not the case.
Steve Spadini.
Is that on the text line?
Yeah.
From the 816, Dusty Lickens. Yeah, there's another one. Dusty Lick Me. Yeah, keep them kind. Somehow I became the guy, Max. Here, you set him up. I'll take the arrows, yes. Buddy. Just stay behind me. But we are 92 days away from the first game of the Chiefs, so we get into Max burning question. Right or no?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I brought up Rashee Rice.
Okay.
And the lack of leg sleeve.
Okay.
The explosiveness, the hands, the work ethic, the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
How excited does that make you for the Chiefs?
Well, I mean,
the offense.
I'm just excited to have Rashee Rice back because they have high expectations and hopes for him. I told you guys last year, they said if this continues, they expect him to challenge to be the best wide receiver in franchise history. They think he can be that good. And so I'm just excited to have him back healthy and, you know, kind of shut up all these naysayers that say the Chiefs don't have any weapons, they didn't do anything this offseason and all that kind of stuff. And I'm really excited to watch this kid take the next step, and maybe he becomes the guy that becomes kind of that replacement for Travis Kelce in the future. And by replacement, I mean guy that can be relied upon by Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I'm probably like the same point I was after week 2 last year. I was like, okay. Now we've got a wide receiver one back in Mahomes' vision. They were really clicking last year before Mahomes accidentally friendly fire took out his knee on an interception. But that's kind of where I still am with Rashee Rice. And I think the best part about that is it can only go even further up because of what he presents from a skill set. Now, again, I'm assuming the suspension is coming. I'm thinking it's going to be in the ballpark of 4 games. So that's going to kind of suck, be a buzzkill. But then again, like after week 4, the first, 8 games of the season or first 9 games of the season, 5 of which being on primetime television, you play a bunch of big teams in those first 9. You got Washington, Buffalo. He'll be back for those games if he's only suspended for 4 games. But I'm right where I am where he left off because that was really, really fun. That was a really fun guy to follow, especially from a fantasy perspective from guys in leagues that were like, man, I really got a sleeper in Rashee Rice. I got him in the 2nd round late. I mean, if he finished that year and didn't get hurt, you're looking at maybe a top 10 pick in fantasy football draft because of what the production can be with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in that offense.
Let me ask you guys this, though. Do you think the season turns out any differently with a healthy Rashee Rice? They don't win that Super Bowl, right, with Rashee Rice? I think
it completely changes the whole offense.
I mean, maybe you don't have as much weight on the left side because if he's getting open quicker, you can hit different dump passes. You can adjust to where your offensive line is because you know your weakness is. You have more strengths. I mean, imagine if they might have gone undefeated if Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice weren't
there. That's a fair point to say. Yeah.
Minus if you don't count that last game. I mean, they could have literally been 16-1 last year.
Yeah.
The left side of the line is a great point, but to me, the first thing I thought of is Kelce. Kelce would have been a different player at the end of the year if Rashee Rice was healthy.
If he was healthy, and you're probably right about that, and probably Hollywood Brown would have been a different player as well.
100%.
Xavier Worthy would have been a different player as well. Like, people don't understand the impact that one injury really has. Because, yeah, you lose that guy, but then everybody else on your roster has to step it up. And there are certain guys that are really good at number two, but when they have to be the number one, it doesn't work for them. And that's okay, right? Or there's a guy who's a really good number three, but you don't want him being your number one option out there. And because a lot of guys can't handle that or not good enough. It's your fourth outfielder. It's your fifth infielder type of stuff. You see the guy in bits and spurts and you want them to be there the entire time. And then they do. And you're like, whoa, we need that number one guy back.
We're talking a lot of receptions, a lot of targets. That's going to just open up everything for the rest of this offense.
The only thing that I think, I don't know that they win. I still don't think they win the Super Bowl. I still think like there's going to stuff come out. We've talked about Travis being sick and having the flu during that game for whatever reason. Schrager was talking about that yesterday on ESPN as well, talking about, the flu and Travis Kelce. So that's big reason why they didn't win that Super Bowl. Travis wasn't healthy. Maybe if you do have Rashee Rice, it changes it a little bit. But you were also down 24-0 before we even took a seat at that stadium.
League average producer Dak Morey.
I like it. Yeah.
From the 913, Josh Dingler. From the 660, Bob Frisky. From the 913, Jack Calzone.
Jack Calzone is a good one. Yeah.
And did really Dan good. Dillmore practice today? Can't wait to see if Bobby White Jr. can do it again tonight.
When we
come back, you're listening to 96.5 The Pan.
The Pan.
Yeah. Pan.
Please have that Dave tube ready to go on the next side of the break.
You have added fuel to a fire that is burning on a Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good.
Hall of Fame tight end Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Down go the Chels.
So good.
How long did you think they were the chefs before you realized that was a commercial?
Great googly moogly.
Not the chefs.
No.
Jack Calzone is great.
That's my favorite one so far. I like that a lot.
Oh, that's good.
It's Dave.
And he was rolling too.
I just wasn't thinking.
He was breaking down X's and O's. He was so happy and
ready to
Dave
return.
Too.
Like, dang.
Yeah. Happens to the best of us.
Yep.
If that's the worst thing that ever happens in your radio career, then you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't be, but I'll take it.
No one's ever told you to go chew on some bark. That's like horseradish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like horseradish.
There you go. I mean, you could be that guy. 96.5, the Tommy fan.
I love it. Keep coming.
Coming up on the other side. Oh, man, I'm going to say it, aren't I? Coming up on the other side, we do have the question for you. If you could erase any sports moment in the history of sports, what would it be? Any sports moment, what would it be if you could erase it? You're listening to 96.5, The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Inhaling on the guitar.
That actually was a cover band. Inhaling instead of Van Halen. Last weekend it was the Foo's Fighters.
Oh.
And the guy looks exactly like Dave Grohl. Like the guy really leaned into the part.
That's
I wasn't there, but it looked like it would have been a great show. My buddy who lives close to Legacy Park, which is where they were playing, goes, the Foo's Fighters are really bringing. I can hear them on my back patio. I love a good cover band. There's a good one called Landslide. They're a Fleetwood Mac
cover band.
Yeah, they play out at Legacy Park this summer. You should go see them if you want to.
We
could make it an evening. They're really, really good. Like, she does a really good Stevie Nicks. No one's Lindsey Buckingham, top three guitarist of all time. I stand on business with that. I can show you a video later on today, and you'll be like, oh, my God. But, yeah, it's a good cover band. But we asked the question before we went to break, if you could erase a moment in sports history of all time, what would it be? And a lot of your texts are coming in. And one that I think is going to be one of the more popular discussions that we have, which I was not surprised by this because of what we're seeing on the text line, what we have on our rundown as well. There's a lot of D Ford being offsides.
there's a lot of people saying erase Madison Bumgarner and Pablo Sandoval catching the final out.
Yeah.
All the Yankees World Series championships. And then there's this one. Erase the Bo Jackson getting hurt.
Yeah, I told you that. We'll talk to Ben Maller about that coming up. I figure that's going to be the number one kind of topic that everybody brings up. Number one, it's easy. And number two, it's curiosity. I think Bo Jackson became more of a celebrity for not being able to play than when he could have played, right? And that's the legend. It's Paul Bunyan, whatever it is. We didn't get to see Bo Jackson, and I think we all feel a little bit cheated that we didn't get to see what Bo Jackson truly could have been about, you know, when he was playing baseball and when he was playing football. I mean, he really was an unbelievable athlete, one of my favorites growing up as a kid. But, yeah, we never got to see it, so I think everybody wants to do that. I've come up with different things for me. As you know, I'm a little different in all of this. I broke it down to local and national of things that, you know, if you could erase any sports moment, what would it be? I'm going to say locally, I'm going to erase the Priest Holmes fumble in the no punt game. And I really want to see what would have happened to that, because I think if he doesn't fumble that football, I think the Chiefs ultimately win that game. And I think maybe it changes the legacy of Dick Vermeil, Carl Peterson, Trent Green, Tony Gonzalez, all of those guys, you know, in that era of Kansas City. I think it changes the narrative of those guys. So I would have loved to have erased that fumble by Priest Holmes in that playoff game. What was it, January of 2004? And to see what really could have happened had the Chiefs been able to win that game. Because that offense still, man, that thing was so dynamic. It's the best offensive line we've ever seen. Priest Holmes was unbelievable that year. And to have it end like that, that really stunk.
Mm-hmm. Another one that comes up that we thought of yesterday, we were doing this topic in post-production, was Derek Thomas's accident.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would probably be one for me in my top three. Because that doesn't happen. Like, what's his legacy? Like, you talk about curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the debate that we have of Gronk and Kelsey, where maybe we still have this debate? I don't know if we do, but is it like Lawrence Taylor, Derek Thomas?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that is still currently the debate of who's the best like pass rusher. I think that would probably be a fun conversation to have with people outside of this media, maybe go to New York. Be like, hey, Lawrence Taylor, you know, greatest of all time. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it Derek Thomas and him? And to see what other people would think. I think that's the case. But I don't think there would be that case if that unfortunate accident didn't happen.
See, here's the situation, though. If that accident doesn't happen, Derek Thomas is on those defenses in 01 and 02 and maybe even 03, right? When he was drafted 1989, he was still playing for the Chiefs. That accident happened January of 2000, right? Mm-hmm. He was not retired. He was still a football player on this team. And so that happened in January of 2000, and that was the following year Dick Vermeil came in 2001, and we know the defense really, you know, went downhill after that, right? They just didn't really put much into defense on that side of the football. What would the presence of Derek Thomas have been on some of those early 2000 teams where we were looking for anybody to go out there and play defense for this team?
No doubt. One we saw on Twitter that was from like a Chiefs fan base was the pass to Tyreek at the end of the first half in the Cincinnati AFC game.
Yeah.
Where they didn't score. Like, if they do get a touchdown there, what's the history?
Right. I mean, who knows what could have potentially have changed if you don't get stopped at the 4-yard line or whatever that was.
Take the Adam Sandler click remote, rewind. All right, don't go out left, fake left, and go right. And somebody be wide open in that end zone over there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you go into halftime and you're up, what, 3 scores at that point?
Because it was. No, they were up. They would have been up 3 scores.
I think it would have put them up 18 points.
Yeah, they were up 21
mistaken,
to 10,
right?
21 yeah. 21-3. They scored and then should have scored.
Should have scored again.
Yeah. What, they only scored 3 points the rest of the game.
Believe so.
Yeah.
They lost 27-24 in overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that was a brutal one, man. That was really brutal.
They really taking me back.
Yeah.
The one I thought of that was my number one was Ventura's death.
Oh, that's a good one.
That set that franchise back.
Big time.
They had to go draft all those pitchers. They didn't have a star pitcher on their rotation. We're throwing guys out there like, you know, Jackson Coar and Brady Singer wasn't that guy. Obviously, he's no longer with the franchise. He was good, but he wasn't an ace. Brad Keller out there trying to, you know, get guys out for a while, and it's just, man, if they had Ventura and it was really starting to get into, because you look at, you know, DT, you talk about Bo Jackson's injury, like what could have been. I mean, that guy might still be here today.
Well, yeah, I think he probably is still here today. Yeah. I mean, you know, or maybe getting close to the end of retirement. But, I mean, his death didn't affect just the baseball side of things. It affected the personal side of things for those guys, too. It took a long, long time for those guys to recover. And the untimely nature of his death, too, happening in January, when that was part of your plan going into that season, had to change the whole plan. And there were guys that the Royals had to end up signing to be on the staff that year because of the passing of Yordano Ventura, who just weren't very good. And you know, it all just kind of, it had a major impact on that ball club and a bigger impact than anybody even knows who even was on that ball club. I think in probably about 20, 30 years, they'll all still think about Yordano Ventura and the impact that his passing had on that entire organization.
Yeah. Cause isn't there a true story out there that like before the season was getting ready to start, he had like told Dayton he was ready to go. And he's like, this is going to be it. Like, yeah. You're going to see it. Like,
yeah. And Dayton begged him to stay here in the United States because we see what happens. It seemingly happens every offseason. Some player goes back to the Dominican and an accident happens. It's a very dangerous place.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, so losing him is bad. Another thing that I would like to remove from, you know, the one moment, whoever was sitting in the room and thought the three-point line in college basketball or basketball in general would be a good thing, that moment needs to go because that has ruined the game. Oh, it has absolutely decimated the game of basketball. Nobody knows how to play. It has not been around that long, I don't think.
1980?
That's so not 50.
It's 45 years. Yeah. Okay, fine.
But it's not.
We're going to get like that. Yeah, right, 45.
But it sucks. It's created a terrible brand of sport. Nobody knows how to play basketball. There's no basketball IQ. It's eliminated the center position. And all people do is stand behind that line and try to shoot when they know they can't shoot because they're trying to get a scout to notice them. And so the three-point line is the biggest disgrace in all of American professional sports. I think it sucks.
If it didn't exist, I wouldn't have played in high school for 2 years.
Well, and there goes the problem. You know, overweight dudes like us out there shooting the three-point shot because we think we can. All it is, man.
I didn't make the team by missing it.
Yeah.
I was a zone breaker, baby. I averaged 4.5 minutes a game.
There you go.
As soon as they went into man defense, get your fat ass off the court,
exactly.
Likens.
Yeah, exactly.
I was Luka before Luka, man. Yeah. I was Puka Doncic. Yeah. Had the necklace, too. Choked me.
I don't think any like change to a game has affected the game more than the 3-point line in basketball. I don't know what's changed the NFL. I don't know what's changed. Maybe the DH in baseball has to an extent, but I don't think anything has had the impact from a rules change on the game and a way that they play the game like the 3-point line has had on basketball.
I love it. What are your?
I don't know. That's a whole different topic. Yeah. I can't go into that. Lynn Bias would be mine. Lynn Bias' death.
It really doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, it changed the whole rest of the late 80s into the 90s. The Celtics were complete garbage. It would have extended that dynasty. Maybe could have been the GOAT, is what a lot of people say. And then obviously, sticking with Celtics, the KG injury in 09, they would have gone back-to-back if it weren't for that. And then Tatum this year.
You think you'd have beaten the Knicks?
No, I don't think so. I think they would have had a chance. I'll forever say I don't think that game would have been over if Tatum stayed healthy because I've seen them come back in more dire situations. They would have been down 9.
If Tatum plays, that's there's no chance that's ending. I mean, that thing is going as long as they possibly can if Tatum's. Didn't that end in 6 ultimately?
Yeah,
right?
In 6. Yeah, they won
game
5.
We get a game 7. Yeah.
Probably get a game 7, but I still think Knicks win. But either way, this next season wouldn't be over, and now it is.
And now this next season, that's what sucks about these. Like Charles Domenico, not the impact player that a Tatum is, obviously, but you get hurt in the playoffs. Yeah. You miss the entire next season. That sucks.
It's terrible.
It's not like these injuries just heal overnight and in the offseason and you're back. You know?
It's like an Odell Beckham got hurt in the Super Bowl. It's like, all right, well, that was his career. I mean, that was it.
It was over. It was done. Yeah.
He won Super Bowl MVP that year, too.
He would have. He was so good.
Still won a ring, still slapped a cop's ass and gave players money on the field while smoking a cigar. And was on a boat. Random career.
Very random career. His career, like...
One catch?
Like Odell Beckham Jr. is somebody we celebrate that was a very just a mid type of guy in this
era.
I mean, if he didn't have the catch and smoke the cigar, all that stuff that you just went through...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What is Odell Beckham Jr., an underachieving wide receiver?
I think he's also on that Kim Kardashian resume as well.
Probably.
Oh, is he?
I believe.
Good for him.
I believe. Peter Schrager's with ESPN, but he still believes in the Chiefs. He'll tell you why. We'll play it next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.